I quit, guys. I quit. It's long. I can't even be bothered to do it anymore. It's not even worth it. There's no gain out of it. So, yeah, I quit giving negative energy my attention. I quit giving attention to things, people, places, situations that don't bring me joy, that make me feel some type of way. I quit talking about it because sometimes I find that I do come on here and in some type of way of teaching, I'm giving it attention. So I want to give advice on things, on, I'm going to use a word. So if the children are around, cover their ears. I'm going to give advice on the fuckeries. However, I'm not addressing the negativity. I'm not addressing the bitch assness. I'm not addressing the negativity. I'm not addressing the things that don't bring joy. That's it. That's what we're doing. We're just going to be positive platform, positive vibes only, good vibrations. Like, listen, if you want to feel good, you're coming over here. If you want to get some good feeling energy, you're coming over here. This is where you're coming. This is what we're all about. So yeah, we're quitting. Are you with me? Because I'm bringing you in. It's a we. We're quitting giving negative energy our attention. Let's get into the podcast and let's discuss this some more. Hello, guys, and welcome to another episode of the So Flippin' Extra podcast, a platform for me to express, explore, and connect and be so flippin' extra. Why, I hear you asking? Well, babes, that's what brings me joy. And without further ado, let's get into the rest of the podcast because what are we discussing today, guys? Positive or negative? It can happen for them, so it can happen to you. Let's get into it. So a couple of weeks ago, TikTok went wild. TikTok went wild. And then a couple of days later, Instagram, because you know they're a little bit like the, you know, the late cousin, the cousin from back home that kind of jumps onto the wave a bit late. A few days later, Instagram jumps on the wave and got super duper excited about Risa Tisa. Are we all familiar with the Risa Tisa story? If we're not, in a nutshell, basically my girl leveraged off an incident that happened with her where she basically had this wild romance, met this guy, within 2 weeks, moved him into her house. About 2 months later, got pregnant, lost the baby, had a miscarriage. But then in the space of 6 months, marries this man. Yeah, because the whole series was called Who the Hell Did I Marry? She marries this man and she realized that he is a narcissistic, compulsive liar, promised her all these things, had her doing just madness. This is during lockdown as well. So they basically, I was going to say hibernated. They did lockdown. No, that wasn't the word, but they locked down together. Oh, I can't remember the word. Hey, Siri, you see during lockdown when we all had to not go out the house, what was it called? It's not coming up. I can't remember the word. Anyway, they both done that together. And then, he was having fake conversations. He was going to fake work. He was acting like his job role was, you know, some big time job role, and it wasn't. He promised her like this particular car. I can't remember the brand of it now. Let's just say, I don't know, Mercedes, with a blue interior, blue outerior, all of that stuff. He promised her all these things. He promised her that he was going to take her to London and Paris and all of this. So she does a 50-part series. Each episode, this is on TikTok, so it's long-form video, which TikTok, long-form video, oh my God, who'd have thought? They were like about 10 minutes long. I literally watched each one. I watched it on 2x speed, so I guess it was like 5 minutes per episode. But I watched it. I was hooked. And she tells her story. The world either love her or hate her. People feel sorry for her. My girl went from, like, I don't know, 100 followers to... I think she's probably got 500,000. I mean, look, actually, I'm literally going to quickly look online. Risa Tisa, let's see.
All right, story time.
Oh my, stop it. Oh my God. Risa Tisa now has 3.7 million followers. Like I said, Maybe it was a month ago. It wasn't more than 2 months ago. I'm sure that this, her whole series happened. But my girl has 3.7 million followers now. When I last checked, I think it was like maybe 47,000 when I first started following her. So yeah, her page has grown really quickly in the space of a month because she was daring enough. She was daring enough to tell her story and be vulnerable about what an incident that happened in her life that most people would be embarrassed to say, I can't believe that happened. The world went crazy. And so there was a mixture of people online who had feelings. And my instant initial reaction was like, do you know what? Gwan, my girl. Because it takes a lot of guts to be that vulnerable and really tell people that you fucked up. Like, to be honest, she didn't just marry someone. She didn't meet someone and marry someone. And this is, you know, kind of like what I'm quote fingers would be the usual way of meeting them. You know, a couple years later, you get married. She was honest enough to tell us, I met him. A week later, we went out on a date. And 2 weeks after that, I moved a guy in my house and he promised me all this stuff and he waved red flags in front of my face and I didn't see them as red flags. She was honest. And I thought, do you know what? As soon as I watched it and she said certain things, but as soon as she mentioned the car, I said, my girl's going to get a car. As soon as she mentioned Paris and London, she wanted to visit. I said, my girl's going to get a trip to London and Paris. She's going to be on talk shows and everything. Less than a week after the whole thing came out, TikTok was saying about Rita Teese has been offered this car. The car company she mentions have given her a car. A few people had, you know, offered her trips to London and Paris and all of this stuff. She's been on multiple talk shows. But then there is that side of you that is like, but what about me? Like, you know, I have people that DM me and send me messages and they, you know, they follow my content, been following for years, and for years they've been saying, Danny, you are going to be famous. Danny, you're going to have your own talk show. Why don't you have your own talk show yet? When is it your turn? And I'm like, yeah, don't worry. I'm positive. And I'm like, oh yeah. My time soon come. And I've been saying my time soon come, let's say for the last 4 years, I've been saying, yeah, my time soon come, it's coming. And I'll just be patient. I'm going to be honest. It's hard to be patient sometimes when you really, 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 really want something. And now I'm feeling emotional. It's hard to stay patient, you know. But I 100% truly believe my time's coming. And you know what? If it can happen, like, I'm not jealous. Maybe a little bit. I want a car and I want a holiday. But if it can happen for her, it can happen for me. And I want you guys to believe as well, like, there's something that you really, really want and that you're waiting to happen. And then you're going to see people around you. Like, Rita Teese is not the only person that I see getting things. And I'm like, oh, what about me? And then, you know, one person that sits on my shoulder be like, hey, that should have been you, Danny. What about you? And then there's the other person's like, Danny, don't worry, your time's coming. Keep doing what you're doing because you're doing good. You're doing good. And yeah, you can do more. And until your body shifts to do more, you're doing fine. Like, understand you're doing your thing, innit? You're doing your thing and your time's going to come. And you've got a lot of things to figure out. And you've got a lot of honesty to be with yourself. Like, keep talking about what it is that you want. Because as you keep talking about what it is that you want, you're being a lot more honest with yourself. And as you keep doing these podcasts, you're being a lot more honest with where you want to go. And you're saying it with chest now. Whereas before you was like, oh, well, you know, I think I would like to do that. And I'm saying it with chest. There's a lot of people that are only just this year, just this week, figuring out that, yeah, I want to be on TV. I want to host on stages all around the world. I love talking about sustainability. I love talking about upcycling. I love teaching people how to upcycle. I also want so much more than that. I want to be a presentation. I want to be on stage. I'm a personality, like 100%. So there's a lot of people that are only just figuring out that because I didn't feel comfortable saying it before because I thought I was going to be judged saying it before. I thought people are going to be like, what kind of job is that? It's the job that I love and it's what I enjoy to do. Like I enjoy these things. Whatever it is, I enjoy talking, like, whatever in it. I'm shy though. Need to stop saying that. Like, I'm not manifesting that. I'm getting over it. But yeah, the point I'm making, if it can happen for them, it can happen to you. And just stay positive and just stay confident that your time's coming and meditate on it and dream about it and visualize it. And any blockages that you have, figure out the way to take them blockages out. So say, universe, show me how. Show me how it can happen. Give me proof. Because most of the time our mind is telling us, it's always going to find a way it can't happen because it's easy. It's an easy thought to go to. I can't deal with the pain. I can't deal with the rejection. So we just go, oh no, it doesn't matter. It's fine. I've done that for too long and this is why I'm still here. Show me how. Give me proof. I get shown proof all the time, but it's believing. It's getting shown that proof and believing that that's for you and that can happen for you. And for me, I see things like that. Things like just any woman who's not even doing social media like that, coming out and being honest and being vulnerable, and it can happen to her. Okay, it can happen for all of us. So go on, my girl, with your 3.7 million, you know. Stop it. 3.7 million. Are you all right, Risa? Come on. Going off on that, I also want to talk about the phrase, you reap what you sow. Because over the years, that's a phrase that I've heard so many times. And a lot of the time, you reap what you sow is used in a negative phase. So like, you do something bad. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to get that back. Even when it comes to children, you know when your child's a little bit nuff? Mm-hmm. You reap what you sow. Up and off, far, far from the tree. Stop it with the Jamaican accent. Authenticity. But you reap what you sow. It doesn't always have to be given in a negative connotation. It can also be a positive. Like, you do good things come back to you. You make people feel a good way. You make people feel positive. You make people feel nice. You make people feel happy. That energy is sown back to you. You get that energy back. You walk into rooms and you lift up the room and you make the room feel good. You're blessed back, whatever way, shape or form. And you know what? Within all of that, yeah, there's going to be ill feeling and negativity that comes towards you. You have options. You can focus on the good energy that comes, the good feelings that come, the good vibrations that come, or you can focus on the bitch arseness that people gave towards you, the way people made you feel, and it didn't feel good. Like, why's she looking at me like that? You walked into a room and people smiled at you. They made you feel good. They complimented your outfit. One person gave you a dirty look, looked you up and down, cut their eye at you and dismissed you in a conversation of six people, one person. Do you know, majority of the time, we will be fixated on that one person, that one dirty bungle who, for whatever reason and feelings that she's going through, casted her negativity out there. You think you're the only person that she made feel like shit. Hey, you're not that special, babes. You are. But honestly, you're not that special. She's done it to many other people as well. You're not the only one. Calm down. We fixate on the negativity too much. We fixate on the feelings that didn't feel good when there's so many good things to be happy about. It's the whole practicing gratitude. We talk about it every week. Finding things to be grateful for. Like, I've got a toothache. I'm not even going to lie, I'm in pain. Even talking hurts, but I like talking in it. So like, you know, pick your battles. And I'm going dentist today and I'm so grateful. I found a new dentist, called them yesterday. They was like, we're not sure if we can give you an appointment. Can you hold the line? Yeah, babes, no worries, I'll hold the line. I didn't say babes. I said, no, that's fine. Thank you. I'm really grateful. She comes back. She starts asking me my details. I was like, well, clearly they can take me on. I was so grateful. I'm like, my tooth's hurting, but I'm in such a state of gratitude that I'm going to the dentist today. They're gonna make me feel better. I hope they're gonna make me feel better. I've just been hugging my cheek for okay, that hurt. I said cheek too hard. But I've been hugging my cheek for the last few days. But I'm grateful because now we're gonna do something about it. I was great yesterday. I was in pain before going to bed and I was like, yes, I found some ibuprofen. And I was like, yes, can we go? Let's get this pain lifted. So with everything negative that's happened, or with every ill feeling that you have, find a positive in everything and focus on that and fixate on that. Let that person who's giving ill vibes, let them just give ill vibes. That's their feeling. That's their sickness that they're going to feel from that. That's their stress they're going to put on themselves. Things like that is what makes your hair fall out. Let their hair fall out. Don't focus on them. It's like if you get a negative comment on a post, I'm not banging enough to get negativity. Like, I'm like, the one day someone says your outfit's shit, I'm like, oh, listen, I'll be texting my mama, I made it. Tap, 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 mama. I made this summer to my outfit shit. No, I'm not banging enough yet. So, but you're gonna get your people, your followers, your fans, the ones that love you, that are gonna be like, Danny, oh my god, you look amazing. Then you're gonna get one little hater that's like, I wouldn't have worn that with that. You know, people spread their hate in different ways, innit? Like, sometimes they try and be nice about it. Some be like, it's shit. What is that line on your face? It looks ridiculous. It looks like you didn't rub makeup in properly. Okay, cool. Most of the time, your first thought is like, oh my goodness, someone doesn't like me. They said, accuse my birthmark of being my makeup's not rubbed in properly. Do they not know? Like, I'm a makeup artist. Shut your mouth, innit? But, okay, cool. One person doesn't like my outfit. Like, they should see me right now. I look like a tramp. Like, so what? Who cares, right? That's it. No one cares. It is what it is. It's not a big deal. So, yeah, you reap what you sow. Sow positive seeds. You will grow positive, beautiful, sweet-smelling flowers. You just want to lay and sing amongst the roses like Alice in Wonderland. If you sow shit, it's gonna be shit, basically. So I've been giving you guys advice each week on how to find your extra and unlock your confidence. So refusing to be invisible and finding yourself and putting yourself out there and being like, this is who I am, I love me, and boom, let's go, baby. So over the last 2 weeks, I've given you two tips. And tip number three is try new things and step outside of your comfort zone. Embracing challenges and being open to failure can expand your comfort zone and build resilience, which is crucial for self-confidence. So do something different, do something new. There's probably a lot of things that you've said, I want to do this, I want to do that, and there's a reason why you haven't done it. A lot of the time, it makes you feel uncomfortable. It's out of the comfort zone. We want to do things and know it's going to be successful. We want to, you know, do something online, for example. Everything's online, but we want to do something online. We want to maybe form a different way of content. We might want to do funny skit videos, but we're not sure how we're going to get taken. We're going to assume people are going to be like, ew, cringe, that's so gross. What is she doing? But when we think about doing it, it makes us feel good. It brings us joy. It makes us laugh. We want to feel fun. We want to do fun things and we want to bring joy to people, but we don't want them to judge us. They're going to judge you anyway. There's going to be a selection of people that judge you. Like I said earlier, some people are going to judge you. Some people are going to think it's absolutely amazing what you're doing. Thank you so much. So I say, take everyone out of the equation and do what you want. Do it for yourself. Think of, how am I going to feel when I do this? What is this going to do for me? Is it going to make me feel good? Because if it's going to make me feel good, although it's out of my comfort zone, once I've done it, it's done. Now I feel better. Once you've done it, you now have a new level of confidence. You unlock a new level of confidence. It's like a game. We don't just keep playing the same level over again. We play that level, we get better at that level, we jump on the next level. If we die, we go back to the first level, but we've done the first level. So now we skip through that first level really quickly, we're onto level 2. Next minute, we're onto level 50. Oh my God, how did I get to level 50? If we die, we go back to the beginning, we're skipping through them levels. Sometimes we don't even have to go back to the beginning. We already put a pinpoint in level 10. Then we put a pinpoint in level 20. Then we put a pinpoint in level 40. So when we die at 49, we're only going back to 40 again because we've done everything else. We've gained the confidence in all those levels. We can do it with our eyes closed. Not our eyes closed, but we can do it really quickly. So once you've done it, it's done. You've unearthed a new level of confidence. So the extra, the energy you give while you're doing level 1 to 40 again is like, meow, meow, meow. Oh, yeah. I know how to do that. Just jump on that mushroom's head. A coin's going to come out. Then you're going to grow big. And then you might even have a feather drop from the sky. Listen, done this. I know this. I'm extra in this game. So that is the third tip. Try new things and step out of your comfort zone. I'll be back next week for tip number 4. So make sure you're listening. And the other sequence that we're having week to week is me giving you lot tips on manifesting, becoming a goddess manifestor. And as I give you lot these tips, it's also a reminder for me for the things that I've taught myself over the last 15 years of law of attraction, manifestation, visualization. I love giving you these tips because, yeah, you know when you know something and you do it for a while and you're in it, and then something else comes, something else sparks your fancy, so we move on to the next thing. And then someone reminds you, you know when someone says something to you, you're like, oh my God, I know. And I always say, if you know better, you do better. So if someone reminds you of something, don't be like, oh yeah, I know that already. Be grateful that they're giving you that reminder, because they're only giving you that reminder because you said, did, or expressed something that made them think you needed that information. So sometimes we just need a reminder of the information that we already know. So you might know all these manifestation tips. So I'm hoping that if anything, I'm just giving you a reminder of what you already know. So understand your why. Understand why you want to manifest the things you want to manifest. What is it going to do for you? How is it going to make you feel? How is it going to influence others? All these things. And there's a few questions that you can ask yourself to help you figure out why you want the things that you want to manifest. So here's a few questions. Is it really and truly what I want? How will I benefit in my life from having this? Why do I want this? When I think of having this, how do I feel? And like I said to you lot, feeling comes into everything. Whenever you're manifesting, feeling, feel it. How does it feel? Everything is, how does it feel? How does it make me feel? Because when you can attach a feeling to a want, it helps the manifestation work harder and it helps it work quicker. So those four things, write them down. And I'm going to also put them in the show notes so you can find them quicker as well. Like if you've missed them and you're like, you don't want to go back a bit, I'm going to put them in the show notes so you can copy and paste them. Ask yourself those questions. And along with last week's tip, which was the beginning, let's be on our journey to just manifesting our goals and our dreams. And have you guys got a good news story? Did you do last week's tip and it made you feel some type of way and you received something? Let me know. I'd love to share it with the community that we got growing nicely over here, the seeds we got sowing. and maybe you didn't. Maybe this is your first time hearing this podcast, but you've got something that you can add. I would love for you to share it with me. Like, I'm not that friend that's like, I don't want to hear no one else's good news story. I've got friends that are on a holiday and I'm like, send me pictures. I'm living through you while you're away. I want to feel that sun. I want to hear those waves. I want to be there. So knowing that someone else is benefiting, or knowing someone else is like manifesting their goals and their dreams, it's also that reminder that, well, if they can, so can I. Yeah, go back to the beginning. If it can happen for you, it can happen for me. And with that said, I've reached the end of today's podcast. I usually don't record my podcast until a Saturday, and it is now a Wednesday, but I just had the urgent feeling to tell you guys that I was quitting. I had to come and I said, I need to say this now while this feeling is like on my chest, like it's at the top, it's like in my throat chakra. I need to speak it before something comes in and prevents me from saying what I feel, because I might think, well, if I say that, someone's going to think this type of way. So I had to say it now. So something might spark. Obviously, I've still got a couple of days left of the Ideal Home Show. I've done two of my talks on the Spring Clean stage. It's my second year there. I'm absolutely loving being on stage. I'm loving presenting myself. I'm loving being able to share my story with people. And I'm loving to be able to look in people's faces and know that they're understanding where I'm coming from. And we're connecting. They're like, yeah, that's me. When I'm talking about decluttering your home while having an ADHD brain and getting sidetracked, and next minute you've started, 10 minutes in, you're in a whole new outfit, and they're nodding to the person next to them like, The feelings of overwhelm and confusion and not knowing what to prioritize, and all these feelings that come in when you're going through the decluttering. And people are like, yep, girl, yeah, amen. Like, I love it. Then my other talk, which is talking about upcycling and why upcycle, being able to take them on that journey of just what upcycling can do for you and how it can make you feel, and the things that you can do and the unique ability that you have and the inspiration that you can give to other people just by wearing your own designs. And who cares if it's wrong or right, because it's your design, so it doesn't matter. I'm absolutely enjoying this week, these 2 weeks that I've had of being able to present myself on the Spring Clean stage and what it is that I do and love, and also being able to feed that through on my social media and extend the conversation there as well. So yeah, I didn't give my gratitude a name, but I did spread love to my gratitude. I did speak about what I'm grateful for this week, and being able to book a dentist appointment. It's a minor, but it's not. If you've had toothache pain, you know it's not a minor. I say this all the time. It is worse than childbirth, because my baby's popped out. Pop! With that said, we've reached the end of the podcast. Thank you for listening. Thank you for staying with me week in, week on. Episode 29. Let's go, baby. Soon to be 30. I might have to do a giveaway at 30. Let me think about it. What have I even got? I've got loads. I've got an abundance of stuff that I'd love to share with you guys. So peace out. A-Town down. West side is the best side. Do I believe it? Do you know what? We're being positive. Yes, I do. But regardless of what you believe, wherever I'm at, the vibes are in it. So whether or not the place is good, my vibe is always vibing. Come over to my corner. We're a vibe. We're holding a vibe. We give out vibes. I'm pouring vibes into your champagne glass. Drink that vibe up and spread it, because each one teach one. I love you guys. Mwah! Have an amazing week.